I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I am speaking with Philadelphia-based composer Kyle Smith and Donald Nally, the Grammy Award-winning conductor of the Philadelphia-based chorus, The Crossing, about their most recent recording, The Ark in the Sky. Thanks so much for your time today.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Jennifer.
The Ark in the Sky is the sixth work, I gather, that you, Kyle, have composed for The Crossing to perform. How did the project that resulted in The Ark in the Sky actually come about?
Donald asked me for a piece that would be the entire concert, so a piece that was over an hour long, and then the part that was really scary, he said he wanted it to be no accompaniment, so an a cappella piece. For that was really long, so it ends up being 65-66 minutes long, and the text I came up with, found Robert Lacks, who I didn't know. He was a friend of Thomas Merton's, and he's mentioned a lot in Merton's autobiography, The Seven Story Mountain, and got to look at his poetry, and I was just stunned by how much I fell in love with his poetry. He's a minimalist poet, really one of the first minimalist poets. You know, you have just like one word down the column, or even one syllable or one letter going down the column, which, you know, is interesting on the page. That how do you translate that into the music becomes a challenge. But I absolutely fell in love with his poetry, and then it was the challenge of trying to decide, all right, which of all these poems that I love am I going to set? So I came up with kind of a draft of possible pieces and showed them to Donald, and I guess Donald, you liked them.
I think it's great. It talks about all kinds of things that I'm interested in and about the way in which we view the world and experience the world. There's a lot of Eastern influence in it, and so some of it is linear and some of it's very vertical.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the text involves some of the things that you're interested in and that sort of thing. What are some examples of what these texts are about?
One thing, I'll jump in, Donald. One thing that occurs to me is the eighth movement, where Robert Lacks, the poet, he lived on a Greek island, a couple of Greek islands for a long time, just by himself, and he would go down and watch the fishermen and the sponge divers, and he became a part of the community. And that eighth movement is a poem about, he just goes down, it's not even a poem really, well it is, but he sees them mending their nets, and he says to them, why are you mending your nets? And they say, because they're broken. And he says, why are they broken? And they say, well, the night fish jump through and they break the nets. So every day they get broken, and every day we have to mend them. And that's basically the poem. And when you set those words to music and you draw it out, and I chose a particular way of setting it, where there's this repetition that you have to just live with those words. Why, you know, why are you mending? Day after day you're mending, and that's repeated. There's an emotional kind of anvil just drops on your head after that this is life that he's talking about. This is all of our lives. And it was very emotional to me.
Well, one of the things I love about that poem is that you can feel that the fishermen see the irony in the question. They're like, well, when things are broken, you fix them. and yet, there's this enormous, like, there's this profound undercurrent about the meaning of life in there. It's really awesome.
And mending at the end, it says we mend, then it becomes that it's not, we ourselves are not mending something, but we ourselves are the ones who are mended. We mend. And so I think that sums up to me a lot of what's going on in Robert Lax's poetry.
Kyle, at one point in the notes that you wrote to accompany the recording of The Ark in the Sky, you refer to the work as a pilgrimage. Could you talk about that idea of pilgrimage and, I guess, the overall shape or trajectory of The Ark in the Sky?
Yeah, well, it is a journey. I suppose I could have called it a journey rather than a pilgrimage, but I wanted to set it in a way. The poems I chose, they worked themselves into a certain order, and I put them into three sections. The first section is jazz. In the biography of Robert Lax, it just came out, Michael McGregor. I encourage anyone who wants to know more about him to get that biography. I found out that jazz actually was a really big part of Robert Lax's life. He and Thomas Merton would go visit jazz clubs in Harlem when they should have been studying when they were at Columbia. And the beginning of it is Robert Lax, his experience of seeing Louis Armstrong play in a club, just seeing him play live. So I wanted that kind of ecstasy. So there's jazz, and then it goes into praise, which is another big part of Robert Lax's life. How do we exist vertically with God while we're existing horizontally with people? And that praise that comes through just through everyday things, like seeing the light on the side of a house, or the shadows, or the palm leaves waving in the breeze. And then it ends up with the Ark. And the Ark, to me, is, I end with The Ark in the Sky, the poem, The Ark. And to me, it was just having that, this moment where you're standing on the beach and you're looking at the sky and the sea, and it all hits you. It's only happened to me once or twice in my life where something really hits you like that on just an elemental level. And that's what that poem is about, I think. And I wanted to express that in music somehow, to have that that elemental wash of experiencing nature and everything all at once, and yet it plays out through time. So I think that's the dramatic curve that I was trying to go for.
You mentioned Robert Lax's affinity for jazz, and of course the first section of The Ark in the Sky, as you noted just a moment ago, you've called jazz. Could you talk a little bit more about what jazz meant, or how it plays out metaphorically in Lax's poetry that you've chosen, and as you have borrowed from that world in your music for The Ark in the Sky?
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, and here's where the composer's voice comes in, because, you know, I can say this is about Robert Lax, this is about this, but it's the artist is making it all about himself or herself. And so I grew up with a lot of jazz. My parents had jazz records, and I was listening to that all along while I was listening to the transistor radio to top 40 AM radio. But so a lot of the things that I was listening to, a lot of those things are in this. So there's an emotional kind of nostalgia. And I think in the notes I might say that it's about jazz, but it's really about maybe one corner of jazz that means so much to me and is very dear to me. So there's old Maynard Ferguson records in there. There's all sorts of things. There's some Jimmy Smith in there. Louis Armstrong was not really a big part of that for me, but it was for him. So all of that is in there, and it's all mushed up somehow in there. I don't know if, Donald, what you get from all that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, this, it's, I'm not versed in a wide range of jazz artists. And so for us, it's been like, you know, it's all about harmony and like how harmony is treated. And that's why the second movement is so much fun, because there's these, you know, chords that kind of like will make lots of sense, and then this chord that will just appear out of nowhere, and then it resolves sensibly, and it's really, really fun to sing.
Donald, you mentioned earlier in our interview that you had asked Kyle Smith to compose a full concert-length a cappella choral work. The Ark in the Sky is not the first work of such length to be written for The Crossing. Could you talk about where these really large-scale choral works kind of fit into what The Crossing does as a professional chorus?
You know, one of the points in our mission as a group is to create a body of work that wouldn't be there without us. And that has to do with topics, because we do an awful lot of social advocacy themes, things about the way in which the world is operating and et cetera. And then also it has to do with scope of works. So we are looking at creating longer pieces with greater like time spans, greater attention spans than a lot of commissions that we had been seeing that were not for symphonic choral works, right? Because that's a whole other thing. And so you think like, oh, a serious piece of music has to have an orchestra. And so, you know, the first piece we ever recorded was Kyle's Vespers, and that's a full concert length work written for Pifaro. But we've also had full concert length work from Michael Gordon. We're about to premiere one from Gavin Bryars. We have one from Rob Maggio. And we've also done projects that involve a number of composers. We have a project called Seven Responses that we did a few years ago, and there were seven composers, and they were responding to Buxtehude cantatas. And so that piece actually takes two concerts to actually present. It's about nearly a four-hour experience. And so this is really just a part of how we're looking at choral literature and what we might like to contribute to it.
Is this a relatively unique thing for The Crossing to be doing, or are other professional choral ensembles also likewise sort of expanding the scope of the repertoire that they ask to be created anew for them?
You know, I think that it's becoming less unique. And I think that in the beginning it was quite unique. It's difficult to talk about, right? Because it's like our group, and I don't want to be unhumble. But I feel like we're seeing more pieces, more commissions that have this kind of weighty multi-movement or ongoing storyline or whatever. So I would say that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that The Crossing does that is unique, and creating these larger works is one of them, but I believe that there's a lot of other people out there trying to do that now. You know, recording them is another aspect of the uniqueness of it, the fact that we are really committed to recording what we commission with the composer in the room, so there's a, you know, a literal record of the time, you know, as close as we can get to what the actual intention is.
I've been speaking with Donald Nally and Philadelphia-based composer Kyle Smith about their most recent recording, The Ark in the Sky. Thanks so much for your time today.
It's great to talk to you.
Thanks, Jennifer. You.